This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Gabriela Flores. Date of birth, October 19, 2004. Case ID number 8699822. Date of exam, February 8, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Hildebrando Salinas, dated 12/28/2022, and from University Hospital, dated 1/17/2023. Identifying information, this is a 19-year-old single female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation with her mother to evaluate allegations of brain tumor with learning disability and diabetes mellitus. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never worked. She finished high school with a high school diploma and has been on disability for approximately 9 years, secondary to a brain tumor. At the present time, she lives in a house with her mother, who is single and is not working at this time. Allegations number one, brain tumor with learning disability. The claimant states that in 2017, she was having symptoms of a nosebleed / epitaxis, comma, double vision, comma, occipital headaches, comma, and dizziness. The claimant did present herself at Edinburgh Regional Hospital in 2017, where she was hospitalized for 1 week. She was diagnosed with a brain tumor, which was a astrocytoma. The claimant presented with generalized weakness, comma, decreased balance, comma, dizziness, comma, and double vision. She states she had no problems with her speech and had no problems with her mental status except for headaches. She also denies any seizures or syncope episodes. Her residual symptoms include mild weakness, comma, dizziness, comma, decreased balance, comma, but her double vision has resolved. The claimant has no problems with her speech or her mental status at this time. She denies any seizures or syncope episodes. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 2 hours, comma, climb 5 steps, comma, and she does not need an assistive device at this time. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to use a skillet, sweep a room, or button her clothes at this time. The claimant did receive X-ray treatment of radiation for approximately 1 year. An MRI was performed, which indicated that she had a pleomorphic xanthoastrocytoma. The claimant did have surgery in 2017, which resulted in a status post resection of the left occipital tumor. An MRI was performed on July 26, 2001. Which indicated that she had no evidence of disease recurrence and was status post resection of the left occipital tumor. An MRI was performed of the head on February the 10th, 2023, with no changes. The claimant has had extensive radiation, and they were told that it was a near total resection of the left occipital tumor. There was parts of the tumor they were not able to remove. Her condition at this time appears to be stable and better. Allegation. Number 2, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2018, she started to have symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, but no weight loss. She denies any inner organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. She has diabetic neuropathy of her hands and feet, where she feels tingliness and numbness of her hands and feet. She checks her blood glucose once per day and states that it usually comes out between 101 to 110 milligrams / DL. Her last reading was 103 milligrams / DL. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 6%. She is presently on metformin 500 milligrams QD and appears to be well controlled. Daily activities. The claimant states that she does not sleep during the day, watch TV, help with housework, cook, do the laundry, and does minimal exercise. She does occasionally walk outside to feed the dogs and will sometimes go to the grocery store. She has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. Fedora Paulette. She presently takes Tylenol 1,000 milligrams QD for headaches, which does not give her any relief. Family history. The father is 61 and has problems with high blood pressure. The mother is 51. She has diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, elevated liver function test, and obesity. Medications, Lexapro 10 milligrams QD, hydroxyzine hydrochloride 25 milligrams, 1 to 2 tablets QHS, Pravastatin 20 milligrams QD, isotretinoin 30 milligrams QD, Ducoxite sodium 100 milligrams QD, topiramate 50 milligrams BID, metformin 500 milligrams QD, and calcium supplement QD. Medical problems, learning disability, elevated liver function test, anxiety / insomnia, brain tumor, secondary to a pleomorphic xanthoastrocytoma, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, history of status post-resection of the left occipital tumor, which was performed in 2015. The claimant also has a history of a gastric sleeve placement in October of 2023. Social history. Tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any history of delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical exam. Temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit. Weight 149 pounds. Height 5 feet. BP 117 over 71 mmHg. Heart rate 69 beats per minute. Respiration 14 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation unable to obtain. BMI 27, general. This is a 19-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a abnormal cephalic size traumatic head secondary to surgery. There is a 10-centimeter vertical surgical scar of the head of the occipital area, which appears to be intact, where the claimant had a astrocytoma removed in 2015. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudae, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light. However, extraocular movements were decreased. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. Could you please drop down to neurological, the last two sentences. I'm sorry, the last sentence. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 to 12 appeared to be mildly abnormal for extraocular movements. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? Could you please drop down to neurological on the last page? Grip strength was +4/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were mildly abnormal for extraocular movements. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were mildly decreased at +1. Sensory examination was normal to light, touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength is +4/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for a history of occipital tumor, which appears to be in remission at this time. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +4/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but some mild fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate fairly well without limitations, but does have some mild restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to mild weakness and dizziness. Probable diagnoses. Number one, brain tumor with mild learning disability, secondary to an astrocytoma, which has been resected. dash confirm with physical examination. However, the claimant has graduated from high school and appears to be doing fairly well at this time. Allegation number two, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus type 2, being treated at this time. Last hemoglobin A1C was 6%, indicating the claimant is very well controlled. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Gabriela Flores.